Welcome to Hammer
Down.
Tony is on vacation. He is in a warm spot. He did send me a couple locks for tonight.
Oh.
We got Foxy here with us for his lock of the night.
Here we go.
Always, always hits.
Yeah, it does.
We got a big slate. We got 10 NBA matchups, 5 NHL games, over 20 college basketball games. The 10 matchups in the NBA, some of the trends here. The Utah Jazz, 18-1-1 against the spread their last 20 games.
Yeah, they're hot. They're very hot.
The Pelicans, who you were on last night.
Yes, sir.
They play again tonight. Trailblazers plus 3.5 against them. Pelicans 13-2 to the over the last 15. And the Blazers 7-1 against the spread their last 8. The 5 NHL games, Panthers at Hurricanes, Senators at Leafs, Hawks at Red Wings, Jets at Oilers, Canucks at Flames, and then, like I said, 31 college basketball games.
Jeez.
I got about 10 picks I'm going to go through. I'm getting my teeth kicked in footy right now. It is not pretty, boys. Foxy, let's get into this. What is your lock of the night?
All right, first and foremost, we're hot right now.
Yeah,
you're
Pelicans
on.
Hit.
It's on fire.
Easy money last night. I mean, they absolutely dominated the Grizzlies. I had so many people say, wow, I love the Grizzlies tonight. They're a home dog. Gotta take. I said, no. Because Zion and the boys were coming in. They had lost 3 in a row. They were due for a win, and they got that win by. They scored like 145 points, I think.
Yeah. Wasn't even close. It was over by the end of the third, pal.
Zion was 13 for 16. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. And so tonight it's kind of similar. This game on ESPN, of course, because I always pick my national TV games.
Of course.
I looked at this line last night. I never look at lines the night before. I always do it right before the show. But this one, the Golden State Warriors at home were actually a one-point underdog to the Miami Heat. Whoa. This morning I checked it out. And it completely flip-flopped. Now the Miami Heat are plus one against the Golden State Warriors in Golden State. I think Goran Dragic is not playing. That's probably why. I thought I heard that. I'm not positive on that. But either way, I like the Heat. I think they've lost 2 in a row. So just like the Pelicans, they're due for a win. And I just think that, you know, they're going to get back on track. That's a good team. They're going to start getting hot. And I'm taking the Miami Heat tonight. Plus one on ESPN against the Golden State Warriors.
Ooh.
Okay.
What do you think about that,
Foxy?
Connor? What do you got back there?
I mean, I love Foxy's mover. I will ride with him.
Yeah!
I'll take the Heat as well. You mentioned the Trailblazers-Pelicans game. I'm taking that over 236. I am going to take the Chicago Bulls minus 3 against the Pistons because I think they stink.
Oh, come on.
I'm taking the Nuggets minus 3 on a back-to-back. They just lost to the Celtics. Makes no sense. But they did, and I will also, speaking of the Celtics, take them minus 2 against the Atlanta Hawks and take the over 222.5 of that game as well, Gumpy.
The Celtics, I cannot figure out, Connor. One game, I mean, I watch them against the Wizards. They're terrible. And then last night, they look great.
They come out flying. I mean, I'm hoping we go get Drummond, you know, we go get Johnny Collins, maybe.
Blake Griffin?
Foxy, slow down, dude. I don't know if we can afford Blake Griffin, but I would love that, too. And speaking of, Tatum hasn't had 30 points in a while, so I'm also going to take Jason Tatum, 30 points, Celtics to win at plus 350.
Love the Boston pick. If that game was on national TV and I was to watch that game, I would have picked Boston minus 2.
True. Fair enough. Hey, they can't all be on national TV.
They can't. They definitely can't.
Money Mitt.
All right, we're staying with the NBA here.
Attaboy.
I'm going with the sharp money, but right now I'm looking at it and I'm not really liking either of them. I'm going with a fade the public. Portland plus 3 over New Orleans. New Orleans did just have a big win, but they're not very consistent. Portland's actually a good team. And we're also going to go with the Knicks. Minus 4 at Orlando. Orlando's really bad. Knicks are one of the best teams against the spread this year. They've been making me money all year.
Don't hate those, Mitt.
Good defense, too.
Do not hate those.
Look out for Vukovic. Hey, Gumpy, sorry. I'm also going to take the Jazz Clippers over 228.
Jazz Clippers over. Is anyone out for the Clippers tonight, Connor?
I don't think so, just from what I'm looking at. Paul George may, I think he's up in the air, just because he's not on the board for first basket. So, yeah, might be Paul George, might not be playing.
Okay, I'll get you Tony's picks here. One
second. Let's go, Tone.
Come on, Tone.
Tony's probably sitting on the beach right now, drinking a little drink, having a nice little cigar. He's probably enjoying himself. I'm glad he actually made time to get these picks to you.
Tony said he would have been 2-0 last night if the Suns didn't completely choke.
Oh, I mean, that's part of the game, Tony. That's gambling, baby. Yeah,
Tony's 1-1 tonight. He is with Money Mitt.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
On Portland plus three.
Wow.
It's not happy.
He is on the 76ers minus 10.5 at home against the Rockets.
Jeez.
And it appears, without knowing he was going to do it, has faded Foxy.
Oh, damn it.
With Golden State minus one. Tony sent me every game he thought you were going to pick this week on Monday.
Oh, he thought I was going to pick.
Let's see here.
He's 3-0.
No,
right?
He was undefeated, but today's pick, what did he think I was going to pick today?
So we're Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday said Mavs versus his Pistons. Not on TV, though, so it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
Tuesday, definitely Zion versus Memphis.
Yeah, he was right there.
Monday, Virginia, no doubter.
1-1. Here we go tonight. Let's go Heat.
I'm 3-5 now. And I'm on a hot streak. By the end of the week, this is going to get back to 500. And then who knows after that? I mean, I may never lose one after this again.
You started slow.
Yeah, just
it happens to the best
start.
Of it. I'll go to I'll toss in some college ball picks here. Quinnipiac.
Ooh.
Getting 6.5.
Cats.
4-1 against the spread. Their last five as a home dog. Boston U. Minus 3.5 at Holy Cross.
Ooh.
Boston 7-3 against the spread their last 10. Road team in this matchup, 4-1 against the spread last 5. Holy Cross 3-7 against the spread their last 10 as a home dog. Mm. I love this one. Louisville minus 4.5 at home to Syracuse.
Oh,
Louis.
Syracuse 1-4 against the spread their last 5. 1-4 against the spread their last 5 as a dog. 1-4 against the spread their last 5 as a road dog.
Damn.
Louisville 8-1 at home and the favorite in this matchup, 5-1 against the spread last 6 meetings. This one has to do with the back and backs in college basketball. This is completely just the zigzag contrarian we talk about.
Right.
One team wins the night before, they lose. Fairleigh Dickinson minus 3.5 at home against St. Francis. Terriers are 2-5 against the spread their last 7. Knights 4-1 against the spread their last 5. I'll toss in 2 money lines. VCU money line at home against Richmond.
Yep.
Boise State money line versus Utah State.
Yep.
And then Drake, one of the best teams in college basketball against the spread all year, minus 5.5 at Northern Iowa. Drake, like I said, 16-4 against the spread this year, 6-2 on the road ATS. And then I'll also take a road puppy because I love the road puppies. Southern Illinois plus 6.5 at home versus Missouri State. 5-2 against the spread their last 7 as a home dog. And 15-7 against the spread their last 22 home games. And one more, I'm taking Marquette plus 2 at Butler.
Ooh.
Wow.
Anybody else have any more picks back there?
I just
saw Nikki Skates coming in for some hockey?
Oh, we got to have some hockey talk.
I see Skates skating in here.
Skates coming in.
I'm going to take Lillard 35 points on the Trailblazers to win as well at plus 560. Why not?
I don't hate that at all.
Pels can't play defense.
How about this one I'm looking at right now? If you want to sprinkle a little bit money, because I always look at the odds boost or the super boost on FanDuel, Ben Simmons to score 20 points and the 76ers to win. The 76ers were, what, 10-point favorites?
Yeah.
Ben Simmons just had a 42-point game. I kind of like that one. Plus 320, it's great value.
If Embiid is back, you might be a little weary of that. Mm. But also, can John Wall cover Ben Simmons? I don't think so.
No. I don't think so either.
Sixers are a bit of a wagon.
They are. I love doing the 30-point parlays, like just a player to score 30 points on a few different teams. I think that's great. But I think Jeremiah Grant for 30 points tonight against the Bulls, I mean, he's inconsistent, but he will go off. That's plus 390.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. And also Zach LaVine, 30 points, plus 116. Not great odds, but parlay.
It is that time of the year in the NBA season where guys are just going off with these huge numbers, 40-point games. Yeah, 30-point
game. All-star game season. trying to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a big issue in the NBA right now, Connor.
Oh, yeah, Gumpy. Don't even get me started. They want to turn the dunk contest into a halftime show? Give me a freaking break, man.
I will go over the hammer down rollover. We have made some modifications. So the first time we did it, it was a four-game parlay. Mm-hmm. 11 people hit.
Jesus.
Damn.
Last night we did it, five-team parlay. Two people hit. Oh, we want to see this thing grow. So going forward, it's a six-team parlay, and it has to be minus 130 or lower.
Okay. I like that.
Got it.
And I believe FanDuel is getting involved, but we will touch on that on Monday. Does anybody else have anything before we check out here? There will be no show Friday as we are not here, mm-hmm. but we'll be back with the full crew on Monday.
I'll be tweeting out my picks every day as well.
Absolutely. I'm just going to throw one out there just for the hockey bettors out there. The Leafs got hosed. The Leafs got hosed by the Senators the other day. They're -1.5 tonight. I'm going to take that because they blew a 5-1 lead, and they got to come out and prove to coach that they can still skate with the best of them.
That's LEAFS, if anyone's wondering.
Leafs.
All right, boys, thanks for the picks. Hope you guys enjoy your betting evening. Best of luck and hammer
down.